Hey, 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 what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I am your host, Sharana.
And we are always excited and delighted to be amongst our family and podcast land.
That's right, y'all. We got some exciting episode this week. We got something to talk to y'all about.
Oh, yes, we do. And if this is your first time tuning in, I just want to let y'all know that we are a hot, sexy marriage podcast, and we talk about marriage, our marriage, life's ups and downs, and how we navigate through that thing.
That's right, my love. And like my honey said, we talk about our marriage. We talk to you about the tools that we use to navigate through it. Now listen, we take tools from other married couples and we applied it to our marriage, and we came up with our own. And we want to teach you and show you how you can use those same tools.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, if you can't use those tools and it don't apply to you, and you can't use it in your own way, that's okay, my loves. Just put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome, everyone.
Yes, 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 yes. So we're excited about this week that we just had. We're excited about our podcast all the time.
And we want to give global shout outs to
That's
everybody.
That's right. We're excited about everyone that tunes into the podcast.
Uh-huh.
They know who they are.
Yes, they do.
They are.
And they are North America.
North America.
South America.
South America.
Africa.
Africa.
Asia.
Asia.
Europe.
Europe.
And Oceania, baby.
Oceania, baby. We see you out there. To all of you that tune into the Way That I Love You podcast, we totally, utterly, you just extremely thank you for, you know, just loving on the Way That I Love You podcast and just being a part of our family.
A lot of love.
A lot of love. A lot of love. And we'd like to just encourage you to continue to tune in on the website at www.thewaythatiloveyou.live.
Yes.
You also can, you know, listen and share with your friends through Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you podcast. So don't be afraid right now. And if you're, you know, like, oh, this, you know what? I think this is going to be a great episode. And you want someone else to catch up on all the episodes they've missed, send them the podcast information.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Send them the link and let them subscribe to the vibe.
That's right. Hit that subscribe button.
And the notification bell.
That's very important.
YouTube page.
That's
and
right.
Wherever you get your podcast, definitely follow us so you can get the latest episodes, latest announcements, and be a part of the community. Remix.
And this episode is called Love Languages.
Yeah.
With an S.
Yes.
Ooh.
Plural. That means multiple.
Multiple.
Overflow.
The reason why is multiple because the book is by Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
He has the five love languages.
Okay.
And his book is really good. We bought that book about eight or nine years ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a very long time. And we read the book together during one of our marriage counseling sessions or just coming together. I don't know why we read the book, but we read the book together.
Yeah, we was trying to explore and get to know each other again, something like that.
Yes.
You know, 30-day rule, full effect.
So we bought the book. We read the book.
Mm-hmm.
We used the practical methods in the book, the things that they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess it works, right?
Yeah, we still together.
We still together. You're still mine.
Yes, yes. I am still yours. And you're still mine.
So, it says it's five love languages. The first love language is word of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Second is physical touch.
Okay.
Then it's receiving gifts. You know, we all like that, right?
Yes, yes.
And then quality time. That's another love language.
Mm.
And acts of service is another love language. So, the five love languages, which one do you feel like you were drawn to?
Well, since we already took the test.
Without telling them again. Like, we took the test, but then you just heard all the five love languages all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, by me seeing these particular, you know, five, without it being your ones that's on your list, I mean, all of them on your list, but, you know, mm-hmm. just hearing it again, like right now. We took the test earlier today, y'all, and it could have changed. I don't know. So.
Yeah, mine's is still physical touch. Yeah.
So his top was physical touch. Mm-hmm. My top was acts of service. So mine was acts of service, which is 30%. Physical touch was 27% for me. The quality time was 23% for myself. Words of affirmation, 13%. And gifts, receiving gifts was at 13%. I mean, sorry, it's 7%. Like, that wasn't really a big thing to me at all.
Okay, so you got your bottom two.
Yeah, my bottom two. So yours was physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First one on the block.
Yummy. Quality time was your 23%. But do I note that the physical touch was your 37%? Words of affirmation was 20% for you.
Okay.
Acts of service was 10%,
mm-hmm.
and receiving gifts was 10%.
Okay.
So your acts of service and your receiving gifts was like on the same.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that's it. The results speak for himself. Yeah. That 37%, that's where it's at. That's where I'm at with it, y'all. Physical touch.
Boom.
Boom. But the crazy part,
you see, y'all moving closer to him, right?
But the crazy part was for the quality time, we both had the same percentage.
Yeah.
Which was kind
of
dope.
We both had 23% for quality time, and we spent a lot of time together. Anyone that knows us, like, we're always around each other.
Yeah. And it's not 24/7.
No.
But quality time is important. So that lets me know that we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
After taking the test tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was the same percentage of 23%.
Yeah.
We love spending time together. I love being around you.
Yeah. That shows how much we value that.
Yeah. I love hanging out.
Quality time is important, y'all.
I think
definitely.
We watch the game together. Mm-hmm. We go to the stores together. We go shop. I love when you go shopping with me.
Yeah.
Even though he may not love it, but I love when he's around. And that's when you do a lot of touching at the supermarket.
Oh my goodness. I can't help myself. Out in public at the supermarket. I don't know what it is about supermarkets, but yeah, that's another podcast.
It's another podcast.
Let's chat.
So my top was the acts of service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very top. It was at 30% for me. And I'm like, okay, I can see right now in my life that being a top for me, that I really, really, you know, value and mm-hmm. you being there for me and acts of service. And it had like acts of service, it means like helping around the house or doing certain things and, you know, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, if anyone didn't know, I had a life-threatening illness 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it left me really, really sick and left me in the ICU. And I tell you, my baby just kind of like took me, scooped me up and just did whatever he had to do. And yeah. Still today, I still have limitations. So I see that when you are doing things around the house or certain things, you know, making sure I'm good, it's a part of me to say I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in good hands and I feel like this man loves me. And I think it became my makeup of my love language that nice. Speaks volume. Like, you know what? That's my love language.
Right.
When someone's really showing and taking that extra off of me, my lifestyle
right.
of what I have to go through now have made that my love language, because that wasn't my love language.
Right.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, when we took it.
Yeah, before. I think our mind was probably physical touch at the same.
Right.
So, I mean, so that's different. As you grow older, the older you get, the things that you go through. And to bring up that this is episode 4. So episode 5 would be our in sickness and in health episode.
Right.
And so when we took the test, we were like, wow, that just kind of tied right into that. So,
right. Yeah,
that was really sexy. I mean, is it sound like sexy?
Hey, if it's the new sexy, then I'm all about that. Because along with that physical touch, for me at 37%, and it's not all me, y'all. I'm telling you, it's not all me. When I receive a blessing from her, I'm going to just call it that. When I receive a blessing from her, it drives me crazy.
But, I want you to stop.
Yeah, let me calm down.
The physical touch, what I learned, because that was the highest thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that's always showing physical touch towards me. I mm-hmm. show it, but not as much as you do. And so when I see it on paper that you have a high wanting for physical touch, I was like, dang, am I giving him enough? You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't say it like that.
No, like, like, I mean, I, you know, I'm good, but I'm just saying. I was just like, you know, for that to be so high,
right.
I want to make sure if that's your love language, baby, I want to make sure that I'm all over you.
That's right. Make sure, jot it down, make a mental note.
So, but if that's your love language, I want to make sure that I'm there. I'm neck and neck because you giving me what I need, you know.
That's what's up. So, and I'm glad that you said that I'm giving you what you need, because sometimes in a marriage, we even though we do what we do and we know what we do,
mm-hmm.
We don't always know, you know what I'm saying? And that confidence behind it is not always there either. But just to hear that, because I never thought acts of services or act of service
mm-hmm.
as being a love language.
Okay.
It's just different for me that was one of the five love languages. But that's very interesting and very sexy at the same time, because I know how I feel when I do things for you. And I know that I do it entirely with my whole heart mm. and with love. And for you to receive it in a way that's just...
Yes. But for most women, ladies, don't we know a man with a tube belt? When you putting up that TV, oh, that's sexy. When he cutting that grass, he out there mowing the lawn and stuff like that. Man, you be like, look at my baby out there doing service. Acts of service. Ooh.
You're going to start calling out our love languages when it happened, y'all.
But it's funny. All right, so our lowest... The same, we have two, our lowest ones.
Now bottom were, two.
Bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
It was reversed. Mine's was words of affirmation was my third one. No. Mine was quality time is mm-hmm. my third one. Yours was quality time is your second one.
Uh-huh.
But the words of affirmation and acts of service was switched. Okay. But at the bottom, the gift giving
right
was our lowest, and we're yeah. not yeah mine was 7%, yours was 10%. And although I do like receiving gifts, and you know, and I'm sure you like getting gifts as well,
right,
we're not that couple that buy gifts for each other all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd rather tell you I love you or rather you tell me you love me. Now my flowers, I do love my flowers, so keep that coming.
Right. I got you.
My roses. But it's not a big deal to us. Like gift giving, like
material things,
anniversary. I mean, we go out for our anniversary. I'd rather we go out and do something.
We do what's necessary.
Do stuff like that. But I don't need a whole bunch of gifts. Like,
right.
You know, and maybe it worked for somebody else. Like we always tell y'all, we'll work for you, work for you.
Right,
that's your
right.
love language. If that's what you do, if that's how you express yourself towards one
that.
Another. You know,
yeah, honor it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Make the love happen. Make the marriage happen. Make the relationship happen. Mm-hmm. And like even before we was talking about on the podcast, you were saying something about for those who are not married too, mm-hmm. like the languages of love, learn yourself.
Yes.
And put yourself ready and in position to be somebody's spouse.
Right. Because on that website, the five love languages, and you can go to fivelovelanguages.com, you can take the quiz like we did. And so it has like couples, married or not married, single, men, women.
Yeah.
And you kind of like learn yourself. So I do, even if you're married.
Right.
Take your own individual quiz outside of the couple quiz. Because this right here, this quiz asks you about your couple and your spouse.
Right.
But if you take the other quiz.
You learn about yourself.
You learn about yourself.
Mm.
And then that's something that you can stand on. Like, okay, this is what I like. Even if you're not married, like, okay, this is what I like. And you kind of get a better idea to the person that you're, you know, seeking out.
Right.
You know, and then it's better for you, right?
Right.
And if, you know, for ladies, and I might give him a little slide. If I do my personal quiz, mm-hmm. I wonder if my love language would change.
Write it in our love journal.
I'm going to say, yeah. Okay. So,
oh, let's do that. Okay. Let's do our individual ones and mm-hmm. then write it in the love language. Yeah, mm-hmm. love journal.
And let's play it out.
I'm a good girl. I got me one.
So, anything else you got to add to that?
No, that's about it for our, like, love languages. Just encourage everybody to do it. You know what I mean? And it's, again, with the 30-day rule, this could be something that you can implement in your relationship mm-hmm. and make it happen.
Make it happen. So we also want to encourage individuals to go to our website to subscribe. On the website, you can go to www.thewaythatiloveyou.live.
Yes.
Subscribe. Mm-hmm. You can go to
all social media outlets from
that's
there.
That's right.
All streaming platforms from the website.
Yes.
Like, so, follow, subscribe, like my wife said.
Listen, we also want to thank you all for tuning in to all of the other podcasts that you've listened to so far. Numbers are up. Guess what, y'all? We got people listening over in India. We got people listening over in Europe.
Yeah, shout out to Europe and Asia.
Yes. We got our hometown, Philly.
Yeah. So Philly doing it big.
Philly
we
doing
love
it
y'all.
Big. Hey, hey.
Hometown. Represent.
So we thank you all. We thank you for the people that's loving on us, that's encouraging
definitely.
Us. You know, we want to be a blessing to you. That's why we're here, not just, you know, just to be doing the podcast.
Right.
You know, because we give our honor to God and we want to give that back out. Right. We want to do what we can.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to add, too, on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that follow us on Facebook. So it's this thing that I love about love moments that people are doing. Hashtag the way that I love you podcast.
Yes.
And what we're doing is picking like two couples that will hashtag their love moment mm-hmm. and repost it on our page and give them a shout out.
Yes. And so right now you already have like two shout outs so far. You want to shout out, what is that? Teresa and uh-huh. James. Teresa and Sean James.
Mm-hmm. And then Frederick Dukes and Michelle Neves.
Yes. And we also want to give a shout out to Michelle and Kevin and Michelle Armstrong for
their
anniversary as well. So hashtag the way that I love you podcast.
Yes.
We'll give you a shout out. Go to our page on Facebook. Go to YouTube. Go to Amazon. Wherever you got to go.
That's what's up. So there you have it. The way that I love you podcast. Again, I'm Will Music.
I'm Sharana.
And I just want to let you know, baby, that I truly, truly, truly love you.
I truly, truly love you, too.
All right, now. See you on the next podcast, baby.